Blackstone Audio presents Solo Pass by Ronald DeFeo. This book is read by Sean Runette. Part 1. I thought that I looked ready now, so I asked for a solo pass. To my surprise, they agreed. Tomorrow would be the day. It began to feel like an event, which was understandable, because I hadn't been outside by myself in nearly 2 months. It could just as well have been 2 years. I had asked twice before, but the doctors had said no, claiming that I wasn't quite ready. Now, I suppose they considered me ready enough, though in some ways I felt much the same as I did when I wasn't, except for a tinge of calmness and control that had come over me unexpectedly, strangely, in recent days. The old feelings were still there, the old thoughts and fears, the anger. But more often than not, I was able to ignore them, or at least stop them before they got out of hand. I didn't push things. Some patients, when they're ready for a solo pass, ask for a whole day on the outside. But I told Dr. Peterson, who's been following my case ever since I arrived at Essex and was sent up to the mental ward, that I'd leave after lunch and be back around 6, just in time for supper. Fine, she said, no problem. Make a good half day of it. You could tell that she was impressed by such a conservative, mature plan. Yes, I've learned to understand their thinking and how to impress them, which, according to my roommate Carl, is the first big step toward getting out of here for good. Carl should know. He goes mad periodically, and has been in and out of this place, as well as in and out of other mental wards and hospitals throughout the city. He thinks of them as specialized hotels. "And this is one of the best," he said. "Nice rooms, wall-to-wall carpeting, decent food. I give it 4 stars. As he sees it, there's only one problem. It's easy to check in, but not so easy to check out. Carl used to be the manager of the appliance department of a big department store. At work, he would wear a white carnation in his lapel, the mark of an executive. There isn't anything he doesn't know about refrigerators or washers or dryers. Ask him about toasters and microwave ovens, and he can go on for hours.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?